Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our extremely small planet, and also what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, good to hear from you. What do you have for us this week?
Hello, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will all be visible in our evening skies. Jupiter will be setting a little early at around 9:30 p.m., but Mars and Saturn will continue to be visible into the early morning. And to see those, you want to be looking in an arc from east to west. The Moon this week is passing through its full phase, meaning it will be very challenging to spot those faint objects in the night sky.
I am excited to hear about what Christopher has told me very little of, but it sounds interesting, and it has a connection to one of the facilities here in the islands that works in the astronomy field, and that is a discovery of a whole bunch of alien worlds.
And it starts with NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. Now, this telescope has been conducting its planet-hunting mission since around 2009. It has identified thousands of potential planets around other stars in our galaxy. But Kepler's success has been dependent on ground-based observatories that perform critical follow-up observations in order to confirm the discovery of these alien worlds. One of the key players in this mission is the Gemini North Observatory atop Mauna Kea on Hawaii Island. Astronomers using Gemini have recently confirmed over 100 new worlds around other stars.
How did this process happen?
Well, the key to Gemini's success is an amazing piece of technology. It's called the Differential Speckle Survey Instrument, or DSSI. This is essentially a digital camera on steroids. Using this camera, astronomers were able to verify the presence of planetary systems by taking super fast exposures and removing distortions caused by the Earth's atmosphere. This gives them a very clear view of what's going on around alien stars. Very soon, we will be able to tell whether they are rocky planets like the Earth, or perhaps gas giants like Jupiter or Saturn. It's a very exciting time to be a planet hunter.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.